Here on RNIB Connect Radio, we talk from time to time about the many ways in which national and local sight loss and other charities work closer together to provide support for blind and partially sighted people. The RNIB is reaching out to other organisations to provide more choices and opportunities for blind and partially sighted people. I'm now joined here on Connect Radio by Campbell Chalmers and Andrea Glover from the Strategic Engagement Lead Team here at the RNIB to find out more. Hello, Campbell and Andrea.
Hello, Toby. Hi, good to speak to you.
Hello.
Firstly, Campbell, would you explain a little bit more about your role here at the RNIB and how you intend to sort of work with some of the other partner organisations?
Yeah, my official title is Strategic Engagement Lead, but Andrea and myself support our relations with charity partners, both predominantly within the sight loss sector and beyond that sector. And this has really kind of moved forward since the coronavirus crisis. At that time, RNIB worked with other national and local charities to see how we could respond to the crisis, how we could support the challenges and the impact for blind and partially sighted people at that time. And we worked on a range of things, such as access to shopping, accessible information, mental health and well-being, and social distancing. But from that working together, the charities really recognised an opportunity to further advance opportunities for coming together and collaborating. So my role, it was repurposed during the crisis and then has been formed into this small team moving forward to really try and build and mature our charity partner working moving forward.
And Campbell, why is the RNIB reaching out to other charitable organisations at this particular moment?
Really, because as we say, we're building on what we saw through the coronavirus crisis, is this the value and the additional benefit and the difference that we can make for blind and partially sighted people by coming together, working collaboratively, working more cohesively and improving communication around certain issues where it makes a real difference. So we're now reaching out to national, to regional and local partners, as I said, particularly within the sight loss sector and those beyond that as well, to really maximise these benefits and opportunities.
Andrea, would you be able to describe some of the ways that you intend to work with other organisations?
Absolutely. Well, we have a range of opportunities within RNIB that we can offer out to other organisations. So, for example, we're looking for partners to help us deliver Living Well with sight loss. We have opportunities to work within the ECLO framework. We offer training opportunities around legal rights and mental health problems. So there's all sorts of things that we can hold out to other organisations to help with, but we can also act as a conduit to other areas of RNIB. So if an organisation isn't 100% sure who within the organisation they need to be talking to, Campbell and I are a point of contact that can then triage that on for them.
And Andrea, are you sort of actually making contact with partners at the moment, or are you wanting partners to come forward and make contact with you?
It's a bit of both at the moment. It's very early days. Campbell and I clearly do need to sit down and work through who we actually want to very much build relationships with outside of the sight loss sector, as it were. But we're working closely with Visionary and with all of the local sight loss organisations to try and deepen our relationships with them. As Campbell said, that, you know, these mature relationships that we're hoping to build will be very much for the benefit of blind and partially sighted people.
Andrea, it's not just sight loss organisations that you're working with, it's other organisations as well, isn't it?
It is, yes. What we're looking to do is make a difference for blind and partially sighted people by improving the choice, opportunity and quality of offers that are out there. So we may well look at some point in the future to work with, an example off the top of my head would be Age Concern. There's a clear parallel between what some of their users would need and the fact that they may well have sight loss needs as well.
Campbell, if other organisations or charities would like to know more about the ways they can work with the RNIB in partnership to provide better choices and support for blind and partially sighted people, what's the best way for them to get in touch and where can they go to find out more?
Yeah, we very much welcome them to get in touch with myself or Andrea. We're both on email, so it's campbell.chalmers@rnib.org.uk. or andrea.glover@rnib.org.uk. Or if people prefer, they can reach us through the RNIB helpline, which is 0303 123 9999, and ask to speak to Campbell Chalmers or Andrea Glover.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Campbell Chalmers and Andrea Glover, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Toby. Bye now.